After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
It is 10:05 across the capital. Stick around. We'll unleash our topic on the public, and it has to do with divorce. I'm going to kick off this hour with brand new music from Neo. It's called Mad, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2.
For a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go drink beer with the guys and chase after girls. I kick it with who I wanted and I never get confronted for it, 'cause they stick up for me. If I were a boy, I think I could understand how it feels to love a girl. I swear I'd be a better man. I listen to her, 'cause I know how it hurts when you everyone is broken, so they think that I was sleeping alone. I put myself first and make the rules as I go, 'cause I know that she'd be faithful, waiting for me to come home, to come home. If I were a boy, I think I could understand, oh, how it feels to love a girl. I swear I'd be a better man. I listen to just a boy. You don't understand.
And you don't understand.
Oh, oh, it feels to love a girl. Someday you wish you were a better man. You don't listen to her. You you're just a boy.
Beyonce, If I Were a Boy, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned into After Dark. It's 10:15. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. It is Monday, which means Marwa Rakha's in the studio. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good.
How was your weekend?
It was lovely. I had a lot of work, but I'm very happy, fulfilled, and achieved.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. It's always good when your friend says they're happy.
Yeah. And I furnished my other room, and I bought a new laptop because mine crashed, but it was about time I get a new laptop.
Oh, it was that bad?
Yeah. 5 years old.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm a happy person today.
That's good. Well, we kind of have a not-so-happy topic, though.
Yeah. We're talking about divorce rates among young couples who are newly married. And I have some figures. And the first one says that recently 75,000 couples have obtained a divorce. And this figure comes from the Central Body for Mobilization and Statistics. And they said that most of them happened, 45,000 cases happened because of the internet. And we'll get in details about how the internet broke up those homes.
All right. Get in touch, 6163 on the SMS or 38555055. What's our? I know you want to throw out our topic tonight.
Yeah, I want to ask people, why do you think people get divorced? They're young, they're newly married. Why do they get divorced so quickly? Why do one-third of divorces happen within the first year?
All right, 6163-38555055. We're going to dive into this topic around the corner right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM.
Plays next. Nile FM.
Mommy, Mommy, ممكن تشتري signal complete 12؟
ما انا لسه شاريه امبارح.
يوم ايه بليز؟ واحد كمان يا مام.
حاضر حاضر. من امتى بتحبي غسيل السنان قوي كده؟
من دلوقتي. اغسل سنانك بسيجنال المتكامل 12، لان مع كل عبوة هتلاقي كوبون هتستلم بيه ايس كريم هدية من ماكدونالدز.
ماكدونالدز انا بحبه.
Take a musical journey around the world with the Putumayo World Music Hour on Nile FM. It's your chance to experience the many musical flavors from around the world.
On the next Putumayo World Music Hour,
East meets West as ancient Asian musical traditions combine with modern chill and electronica styles.
So make sure you join Dan Storper and Rosalie Howard for the world-renowned Putumayo World Music Hour on Fridays between 5 and 6 p.m. exclusively on Nile FM.
Cairo's number one hit music station, Nile FM.
I'm trying. Cairo's number one hit music station, Nile FM.
Is a blessing. The world in a state of aggression. I find calm in you. I see my mom in you. It's like a feeling in your stomach when you want it so bad. If you keep keeping it fresh, it ain't gonna go bad. I've been through the valley of love, rode the shores of Cali just to find peace of mind. Looking to the sky, asking for at least a sign. Beautiful, you came at such a decent time. When we combine, it's like good food and wine. Flavorful, yet refined. You remind me of the divine. So easy, love can be lost and then found. Like Stevie, I just love having you around. You wearing the gown, I'm wearing the crown. Pound for pound, we the freshest couple in town.
Stone featuring Come and Tell Me What We're Gonna Do Right Now on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now the Femme. It's 10:29. You are tuned into After Dark. It is Monday, which means Marwa's in the studio, and we're talking about divorce. And you threw out some interesting statistics at the beginning of the show about the divorce rate.
Yep.
And you said 75%.
75,000 divorce cases have been, like, filed and ruled by the Egyptian courts during 2006 and 2007. 45,000 of those cases were due to internet. And then I have another figure here saying that one-third of marriages in Egypt end within the first year. And then there's another figure about weddings, and they said that the average cost of a wedding is equivalent to about 43 months of the entire earning.
Oh.
43 months salary. And then there's another figure here saying that divorce rates are up to nearly half of couples splitting within the first 4 years. So one-third within the first, and half of them within 4 years, the first 4 years.
Well, usually it's the seven-year itch. You hear about the seven-year itch all the time, but 4 years, that's in the first year. Come on.
It's unbelievable. Let's see what people are saying.
Well, we're asking you your view on divorce. Why do you think...
Why do you think that happens?
Do you want to know why I think it happens?
Yeah.
I think, first of all, people are more excited about the idea of getting married than the marriage itself. That's part of the problem. Because as women, and you know this just as well as I do, we have these dreams when we're little girls of the whole, you know, white wedding with the white dress, the white wedding.
You have that too?
Huh?
You have that too?
All little girls.
I thought it's a cultural thing.
No, all little girls do that. Come on, I'm Mediterranean too. I'm, you know.
Yeah, Italian.
Italian and Irish. You know, we all dream of that. And people are, they're enthralled with the idea of the wedding. They don't take the time to get to know the person they're going to marry, which is a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not condoning playing house before marriage by any means. I'm not condoning that. But I think it is a big problem. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think people just don't take the time, and they're more excited about the idea of marriage, period.
Yeah.
And I think people get married too young. That's another problem.
Yeah. Well, let me give you a little insight about what happens here. All right, let's start with girls.
Okay.
Some of the girls, they get married because they're very oppressed and suppressed at home.
Okay.
And they're not very happy, and they're not fulfilled, and they don't get to go out and party and dress as they want and so on. So they want this little extra freedom, and they think that by getting married, they're going to have this freedom. They don't think of responsibilities, they don't think of commitment, they don't think of anything other than going out, having fun, and romance. So this is like one reason. And then there is this other reason, that's when they're young. Sometimes when they're old, as in like here the society considers old as 32 plus. And if that happens, especially as they approach 40s, they get desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And they settle. So that's another reason. And then sometimes it is for financial reasons.
Right.
Like they need someone to support them.
Right.
They have issues and troubles and they can't get a job, or their job is not fulfilling and they just need someone to take care of them. So that could be another issue. And for the guys, some of them, it is a legal way for intimacy.
Right.
So that's one reason. Some of them, they just need the companionship and the, you know, like the love and the romance and the warmth. But they don't really get to know the partner. And a lot of the studies that I have for you today are saying that most of the divorces happen because they don't get to know the person before they get married.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, one of the girls here was saying that she wasn't allowed to sit with a guy or to go out with the guy who ended up being her husband. And then after marriage, it was horrible. Now, I have another story from a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very tidy and very, like... You know, he's very organized and likes everything clean. And
he married a slob.
Yeah. and he said that they have dated for almost 6 years. Almost 6 years. But this particular thing never showed until they got married. And when they were together in the same house, he's saying that I can't sit anywhere. I hate my living room. I hate my bedroom. I hate the kitchen. I hate the bathroom because nothing is tidy and clean.
That would drive me nuts.
It's amazing. And the thing is, he's independent. He's been living on his own since he was 17.
Right.
And he's been taking care of himself and his house. So he's used to things in a certain way.
Right.
And when he got married, they're not the same anymore. And he's hating it.
Well, because when you get married, it's the blending of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't have a chance to see someone in their own environment, in quotation marks, their own environment, you don't really know what they're all about. And a lot of it, too, is the way that people are brought up. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, my mother is a clean freak. We were one of those families that had, like, the plastic runners on the floor in the living room and the plastic on the furniture. Okay, most Italian people do. It's the truth. And my mom was always cleaning. The house always smelled like pine salt. It was very clean. Certain rooms in the house, as children, we were not allowed to go into, like the front reception area. Mm-hmm. It was one of those things where it's like, you go in there and you're going to get beat. You know, it's that serious.
Yeah.
My brother, the woman he married, is complete, total opposite. Like, their house was never clean. They had animals that looked like the zoo at their house all the time. And they had the same situation. And it's because you don't get to see someone in their own environment often before you marry them. So it's like, it's one of those things where as soon as you get together and you get married, there's a lot of compromising that needs to be done.
Yeah, and the thing is, this is funny, because he said, I used to visit them a lot, but every time I would go and visit, the house would be like super clean. So he's saying now, was that a trick? Did they trick me into my marriage? So, like, they just clean up because I'm coming?
Well, maybe it was just her, though. Maybe she's just an untidy person.
He complained to the parents, but nothing happened.
Right.
And then I had another complaint from another guy who's saying that she's just lazy. She's just so lazy.
That could be it.
He's working, and he's taking care of all the finances, and she's just sitting home asleep.
Mm.
She wakes up, watches TV, and then falls back asleep. And then wakes up, goes shopping, and then comes back to sleep. And he says she's just too lazy and too empty. And he's saying that before she got married, when they used to talk, she had a lot of passion, a lot of dreams. And she was saying, like, when they get married and she has all that time at hand, she's going to do charity work and she's going to be, like, an active member of this and that.
Right.
And then nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
She just stayed home.
Well, get in touch, 6163. What do you think one of the reasons people get divorced? We got don't refresh that yet, because the SMS board is being very non-cooperative this evening.
Jacob?
Because they don't understand what marriage is and they have to keep the trust. That's from Jacob.
Keeping the trust, that is very important. And that's internet coming in here.
Okay, 941, one of the reasons is because they rush into marriage. I'm driving, so it's not easy to text.
Okay.
Maybe I'll call in a little while with more reasons I think people get divorced. Well, we're looking forward to that phone call.
Yeah, I want to read that one. This is from a guy who said, I got divorced after 3 months because I got negative info about my parents-in-law and my wife was hiding it.
Mm.
That is bad.
Well, we'll address that around the corner. Also, your request coming up, some Everything But The Girl, Evanescence. Right now, it's Rihanna with Rehab right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM.
Baby, when we first met, I never felt something so strong. You were like my lover and my best friend, all wrapped in one with a ribbon on it. And all of a sudden, when there, I didn't know how to follow. It's like a shot just from the ground, and now my heart's dead. I feel so empty and hollow. Oh.
money, cigarettes, and more. I guess that's what I get for wishful thinking. I should've never let you enter my door.
Step off the train, I'm walking down your street again, and past your door, but you don't live there anymore. It's years since you've been there, and now you disappear somewhere. I got a space, you found some better.
That you would just leave. Your presence still lingers here.